Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hey.
There we go.
We're
doing vocal warm-ups this morning. Thank you all for joining us at Popcorn Talk Box Office Breakdown. I will take full blame for us being behind schedule.
It is my fault.
I am having car difficulties.
Car problems.
With the gas? No. On my lovely camping trip this weekend, I got hit by a deer.
Wow.
What?
I did not hit a deer. I got hit by a deer.
Were you parked?
No, I was driving. Oh. But it ran into the side of my car. Like, it didn't run in front of my car and I hit it. I literally was driving and it ran into the side of my car.
The passenger seat?
Right in front of the
Was it like a body bump or was it like a head on to the side of the car?
It was like massive brown thing attacking my headlight is. Yes.
Wow.
It died?
It died.
Wow. Did you
it had antlers.
Did you strap it to the car and bring it home or?
No.
You should have cooked it up. Wow. That would have been great. You know what? He's probably like, the deer was probably like, they're probably chilling in the woods and they were probably like, wow, next car that comes with a hot chicken and I'm going for it.
It almost killed me.
You're lucky your window wasn't open. You would have flew through the window.
I'm lucky. Also, of course, the one time I was driving down like this two-lane highway and like hadn't seen, we would see a car maybe every 40 minutes. And as this deer hits my car is right as like this other car is coming around the bend.
Oh, shit.
So if I had swerved to avoid the deer, I would have hit the other car.
Oh, shit.
So I was just stuck in between a deer and a car.
Paint the scene for me. Did you immediately stop the car? Did you come out of the car and like check the deer? Did you guys just keep going? Like, I want to just
It was
curious.
Only you in the car by yourself?
No, I was with other people, but I was driving.
They must have been like, what was that?
Well, people were sleeping. So I like.
Oh, it was at night.
Oh, okay.
It was right before dawn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, guys, big tangent before we get to box office numbers.
Yeah.
So I'm like driving down. It's dark out. All of a sudden, I've got deer and headlights coming from the other way. I like kept going because we were on this, like a two-lane highway, but there was a little like place you could pull over about 100 yards up. So I drove to there, got in my car to assess the damage. Was convinced, I was like, because you hear the stories about like deers that fully total cars like jump up and like run away. So I was convinced the deer was fine.
Yeah, he was toast.
Go back because the deer ripped off part of my car to go find my car parts.
Okay.
And found not only my car parts, but found a dead deer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how fast were you going?
Not that.
Like poor 25
deer.
Miles. Yeah, like that's, you know, deers, 40. They're not known for
poor
being...
Poor deer.
They're not known for being the smartest animals.
I mean, he could have just wanted autograph. He could be a fan of the show.
Yeah, could.
He
really just brought in 15 minutes fame for me to talk about it for 15 minutes on this show.
Yeah, the deers were probably smoking weed in the woods, and they're probably like, wow, I think La Guitarra's coming up this way. It's going to be a wrap.
He's like, I bet
he goes,
you can't
I'm going. He
autograph.
Goes, I'm going for it.
Yeah,
it was a dare.
Suicide.
The deer's dared him.
Suicide deer.
Suicide deer. Literally, that's what I was like. The deer committed suicide on my car. But
yeah, you
that's
guys,
why I'm late.
It's rough in the
I'm
woods
sorry.
Over there. You know, it's times are rough and
but
tough.
But I mean, we don't have much to talk about since we are all completely wrong and only got one out of five for the past
terrible.
Weekend. Everything was all over the place. We do have a couple of winners from you guys out there. The big one for me is going to Tyler Myers, who actually got 5 for 5.
Well done.
On this ridiculous weekend, not pulling in a lot of money and kind of just bleh. As for our numbers guesses, Sinister 2 goes to Mark Viscosio. American Ultra, which, in my opinion, very underperformed, goes to Robert Burke. And Dylan Esposito, special shout out to you because you got the Hitman one, and also he got it exactly at 8.2.
Jesus.
So, good job, everyone. Us, not so good job.
You're suspect,
bad
Dylan.
Job,
you're suspect.
Yeah.
Dylan, you hit 8.2. Come on.
Dylan knows how to manipulate the internet times.
He's running our page. He's
playing in different time zones and stuff like that. This guy's a trickster.
No, but let's get into what the numbers actually were. Not even making the top five was American Ultra from Lionsgate. Wow. Only brought in $5.5 million. Yeah, and that was on 2,700 theaters.
It didn't connect.
Not good. Then The Man from U.N.C.L.E. came in with the fifth spot, bringing in $7.4 million, dropping 45%.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the biggest drop on our list, though. Hitman premiering at 8.2. Fourth spot. Sinister coming in at number 3 with 10.6. Then Mission Impossible holding on the number 2 spot, dropping only 32% to 11.7. Yeah, and Straight Outta Compton dropping 56% to 26.7.
Yeah, it ran away with it again. I mean, it beat everything by another 15 million. I got to say, I think the biggest disappointment was definitely American Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the opening, the opening was right on par with Adventureland. Same amount of money. I think the audience really didn't connect with the believability factor of Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart as being CIA agents. I mean, I think you throw somebody like Melissa McCarthy and like Will Ferrell, and this movie does a lot better. I think they skewed too young, and they went after Comedy Central and MTV.
I mean, I understand what they went after, because looking at like Adventureland and stuff, that didn't make that much in the box office, but afterwards, people were really drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it being put on TV, like people bought that movie. I stick by. I don't think these actors have the biggest fan bases right now.
No, look, I mean, it's people, you know, Twilight doesn't, it's the movie Twilight. Like, Pattinson hasn't got out and done anything big. Laudner, this girl. I mean, you could put me, you, and JTE in Twilight and it'll play. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a plug and play movie. You could throw anybody in that thing.
You know what's interesting? We're looking at this list, and I just kind of realized this now. Mission Impossible, spy movie. Hitman, Agent 47, Hitman, spy movie.
Right.
Man from U.N.C.L.E., spy movie.
Yep.
American Action. Ultra, stoner comedy about a spy movie.
A spy movie.
What is going on with all these spy movies?
We talked about not having really family-friendly films right now.
I mean,
nothing going forward.
And Tom Cruise wins.
The older audience is going to go to Mission Impossible.
Basically, you'll see Tom Cruise.
The plus side is the two good movies that are out right now are the ones that are performing the best.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm glad to see, even though Mission Impossible, I thought it was going to drop off a little bit more, I'm glad to see, you know, quality still kind of, you know, holds some weight in the box office.
For this week, quality has held out. That is not the typical pattern of the box office.
But I've heard American Ultra is not that bad. I hear it's a decent, fun time. And I think maybe it might find a little more audience, like, on Netflix.
I agree. I think it'll be a good Netflix movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I smoke weed and hang out and watch it.
Hitman, I hear, is horrible. Sinister 2, I heard, is actually pretty horrible. Ellis and Copster reviewed it, and those are the two of the biggest horror. Those guys like almost anything horror.
Yeah,
and
they
didn't even like the movie.
Yeah.
So I see all
Cody
these.
Cody likes everything.
Yeah, Cody likes everything. I see these all falling off big time. And again, Straight Outta Compton, Mission Impossible, they're going to have some legs because there's nothing to compete with them.
No, it doesn't. No, I mean, look, like I said, American Ultra is Max Landis. I thought it was going to do better than that.
I agree.
I heard it at number 3. But the Twilight stuff doesn't translate.
I like Max Landis, but I don't think his name also is big enough yet.
When you say kooky. Twilight, I mean, does anybody look at that movie and think Twilight?
Who would you play in Twilight?
I've never seen a Twilight movie.
You probably could be Tyler.
Doesn't he kill a deer in that movie?
He does. He does kill a deer with his bare hands.
Probably.
That's right.
Yeah. So I would actually be Edward Cullen.
I'd like to be the deer, so I don't have to be in that movie.
You can be the girl.
Yeah, he turns into a deer, I think. I think Tyler Lautner turns into a deer.
He does kind of look like a deer.
Yeah.
That neck?
Yeah.
All right. So none of us got any numbers right.
Yeah.
And nothing really made that much money, though.
No.
Compton did. I mean, Compton.
Yeah, well, hey, let's not overlook
Compton. They would have been happy if Compton opened at 26.
True. $20 million budget.
The second weekend. I mean, it's going to propel it again. You know, it's a dull next couple of weeks until the Oscar contenders can, you know, start hitting the theaters. I think, you know, the thing about Compton, it's a real story. And it's a story of the summer, I think, bigger than any, you know, superhero movie with, you know, no stars in it, no insane budgets. It's the truth.
Do you think it has nomination potential?
Absolutely.
I don't know. It's tough. It's so tough. I saw it twice. Uh-huh. I saw it again this weekend.
As of what we've seen come out this year so far.
As of right now, and that's a big if because all the heavy Oscar hitters come in the fall. Mm-hmm. It has a snowball chance, but I wouldn't bet any money on it.
I think the thing you'll get out of it is possibly a supporting for either Giamatti mm-hmm. or...
Really, Giamatti, huh?
Yeah, or Eazy-E. You won't get a lead.
Eazy-E.
You won't get a lead. And maybe... did he give Oscars for like soundtracks and other shit like that?
Well, the best songs.
Best song, that's a possibility.
I don't
know if it won best song though because it's...
Yeah.
He's not going to get best director. I mean, this movie's going to do $150, $60 million domestic.
Again, the guy who played Eazy-E to me was a standout.
Yeah,
and if anyone has a chance, I would give him the best chance.
He also has probably the most on-screen time.
Oh, true. Yeah. Well, it's his movie.
And he's not, like, he wasn't that well-known of an actor before, so he's kind of a new, fresh talent. Mm-hmm. He's actually getting a lot of roles now just off this movie.
The Oscars love that kind of stuff.
Again, it's way too early to tell. You asked me that, and we might even be talking about this movie come December when it comes to Oscars.
I think Giamatti's going to get nominated, man. He was so good.
I don't know. I mean,
he was, you know, he was so good.
I wouldn't put any money on it.
My favorite part of when he's in it, when Ice Cube is singing F the Police, and Giamatti's like any motherfucker in a blue uniform. He mouths it.
Yeah.
From the side, I'm like, yeah, he's into it. Yeah. Jerry's a thug.
Also, I just want to say I'm glad The Gift is still in the top 10. I think that movie is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, and it's such a small budget. I like to see good movies being rewarded.
I mean, Ant-Man's still in the top 10. Minions is still in the top 10.
Fantastic Four dropping like a rock.
Ugh,
number 10 in his third week.
That's yuck.
He brought in a whole $3.6 million.
That's terrible.
All right, let's get into some
quick segue. Speaking of movies that bombed in the U.S., but international is a different story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Which now we will get into exactly what I was about to say.
Yes.
But we're starting in China with Terminator Genesis.
They're back in business.
Scoring the fourth biggest opening day for a U.S. release in the country, picking up 27.4 million after debuting across 25,000 locations.
China's huge.
They got 25,000 theaters? That's not true.
There's no way. There's an extra zero added in here. This is a typo.
That's exactly what it said, and I said the same thing.
You know
what?
It might be
right. Think about China has billions of people.
Well, China's bigger than North America as a whole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Think about it. There's cities. There's
but we only have about 5,000 theaters.
Yeah, this is intense. And like,
someone's going to need to check that out. Dylan, do some stats on
that. Is this like is this screens?
Engineer's going to check it right now.
Is this screens, though? Because think about it. When you have like a theater, here might have 12 screens in it versus a theater there might have one screen.
I didn't say.
No, they might have like house, they might count like people's houses, home theaters as theaters over there.
I got this, actually that number was off Variety.
Okay, well, Variety, I think, has a typo that I'm quoting.
There might be 25,000 theaters
in the world?
I think you guys are overestimating how many theaters there could be.
I'm checking this out right here.
Okay, what do we got?
It might be a number based off of the amount of screens.
Screens?
Yes,
see, that
thank
is
you.
What I said.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, 25,000 screens is definitely, yeah.
But on 25,000 screens, does that mean that they put it on every screen?
They probably got like 50,000 screens. That's just how many they put it on.
Anyway, thank you, China, for pushing the worldwide total to $335.1 million. Roughly three-quarters of their money is coming in from abroad
because
Terminator Genesis.
They're starting to let American movies back in.
Yes, the floodgates have opened.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's not forget they cast a huge star from China in this film. Mm-hmm. He played like the Liquidator to the T-1000.
Yeah.
Alone is probably the reason for all these numbers.
Wang Dae-chung. That's his name.
Yeah, I couldn't remember
his name. I think his name is Wang Dae-chung.
made that up.
Not sure.
I think he just straight up made that up.
Yeah.
Then we have Mission Impossible Rogue Nation taking in another $25.2 million in 63 territories, pushing its worldwide haul to $438.6 million. So at about 100 million more than Terminator Genesis. The China debut is slated for September 8th for Mission Impossible.
Tom Cruise is huge in China.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, he's basically Chinese, our guy.
Well,
and so that movie, huge hit. But I just want to go back to Terminator for a second. Here's the bad case scenario. We might actually get a sequel to this horrible movie because it's going to end up making over $400 million.
Easily.
When done in China.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it made no money in the U.S. No. So this is it's real interesting because a
do
lot of times
do they even like release it in the U.S. in the future? Do they just release it elsewhere?
Seriously,
they just stop releasing these.
They
things
just need
in the
to
United
make
States?
The budget less.
I mean the whole. I won't be surprised if Terminator, whatever the hell they call the next one,
yeah.
the whole thing doesn't take place in China.
Yeah, Terminator Monster Hunt, Terminator 2, yes. Terminator 7, Monster Hunt. Yeah, they release it together.
They release it with the Terminator to catch the monsters.
Yeah.
Here's some info, kind of coming out of left field. In third place internationally, yeah. Ride Wars. That is a Chinese remake of the Kate Hudson and Hathaway comedy that came out a couple years ago, mm-hmm. and it made $23.6 million. Fox International Pictures, the studio's local language arm, is handling the rollout.
Oh, that's starring Lee Wong.
You can't just make up names.
Yeah, and Tai.
You can't just do that.
And Tai Chang.
It's weird how, you know, you forget sometimes because America's like such a big place for, you know, remaking mm-hmm. foreign films like The Departed, which won mm-hmm. Best Picture.
Sure.
You forget.
And often taking from yeah. Asian markets for mm-hmm. inspiration.
It's, you forget sometimes they remake our movies. They did a remake of True Grit just like 2 years ago, an Asian version, but it was like Samurai.
Yeah.
What other films have they done that come to my mind? There was another one.
We did The Ring from them.
We did The Ring from them.
So many.
But
they did Rambo. They did
Rambo?
Yeah.
Is that Jackie Chan?
Yeah. It was Jackie Chan. And
are you lying?
Another guy.
I don't know what he's
Wang,
talking about.
Are you
his
lying?
Name was Wang, too.
Are you lying?
Yeah, I think he's lying. Okay.
I would like it, though.
Well, I never saw the original Bride Wars. Did you?
I did.
I'm asking you, sir.
I feel...
I did.
Oh, you case.
It's terrible.
I, like, vaguely remember
okay.
it. It's like both of them are getting married and, like, want the same venue. Mm-hmm. And it just turns into, like, more or less pranking each other. But they were best friends at the beginning. It's like, man.
It's a lot of side boob.
I could see how...
Tons
you know,
of side boob.
Tons of side boob.
That I don't remember.
Look up Bride Ward side boob.
Yeah, you'll find it. Kate Hudson.
Okay, moving on. Fox's Fantastic Four tied to salvage some of the studio's investment after the superhero movie flopped mm-hmm. over here.
Big time.
The comic book movie snagged fourth place with $16.2 million from 65 territories. That brings the global total to $130.4 million. Probably not very likely that the studio will recoup with.
No.
Yeah.
No, and it's going to tank bad.
Yeah.
It's
at 130.
10 years. Maybe China will do that.
125.
You would think it internationally would at least do okay. Because it is this big budget, you know, trying to be a big budget superhero movie.
It'll make some money over there.
65 territories. Only about 16.2.
That's really bad.
I mean, social media is a juggernaut.
Yeah,
don't screw around with it.
They didn't give him any of the action scenes.
None of the
advertising.
The action scenes in the trailer are not even in the movie. And here's the thing. Obviously, it's got bad word of mouth. And they were saying that Terminator Genesis, even though it opens strong in China, that doesn't mean it's going to like continue strong in China. Word of mouth is going to happen over there just like it did here. I still think it's going to make a good amount of money over
there. Fantastic Four makes Terminator Genesis look good.
That's true.
Yeah, it makes it look like Titanic.
Arnold, man. Arnold still has some pull over there.
He does.
I'm telling you, Sly and Arnold anywhere outside the U.S. could still pull huge numbers.
Easily.
And especially because China loves the Terminator movies, just like everyone else in the world. When they see that property, they don't care about all this crap you hear about, oh, it's a badly made movie, the writers, the directors. They see Arnold, they see Terminator, they're going to go see it.
They get different...
And they see the money behind the budget.
Yes, exactly.
That is a big
good
draw.
Point.
Which is...
That's true. No, it's a big deal.
And think about it.
They love Schwarzenegger over there.
Yeah.
He's the best.
You just feel like you just got sad.
No, here's
or
the thing.
Something. You just like sighed.
And I've thought about this. I've seen foreign films. I've lived abroad before. Sometimes you don't know how bad an actor is when you're reading subtitles. Like maybe Jack Courtney is not the worst actor then because...
That is true.
That happens. Like I've watched some foreign films where like people told me that, oh, that guy's horrible. I was like, well, I can't really say if you're
feel
right or wrong.
Because I can't.
I don't understand what he's saying, but I'm reading the subtitles, so maybe that disconnect helps a little bit for Terminator Genesis?
Maybe.
A movie that bad?
I can see that.
We will see. All right, let's move on to our game for the week.
Let's do it.
Break out the Rosetta
Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
Al
That was the deer. He reenacted
yeah.
the deer
did you
scene.
See the I reenacted the deer scene that time.
I didn't yeah. see
didn't
that.
See it?
He reenacted
I
it.
I didn't
how
see that.
How do you take your eyes off what, that moment in the show?
I was, you know, trying to, like, do work. And,
it's
like,
a big deal.
See, plan
he,
what
I was
we're
doing
talk
the whole
about.
Driving.
It's a big deal.
What?
Oh,
that's pretty amazing.
Gosh, was that me? Pretty, yeah. All right, let's move on.
Did anybody
to the
cry?
Game.
Did anybody cry in the car? Were you crying?
No.
Really?
That's we're all tough, three. Did you guys bury him?
No.
Should have just put it on your. Got any rope?
We did
it
have
on
to drag him
truck.
To the side of the road, though.
Really?
Oh, you did drag him
by the antlers?
Oh, by the antlers?
No, by the leg.
What?
Really?
I feel like you.
How
why
heavy
would
was
you go
probably
for
like 200 pounds, right?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's gruesome.
It's a good leg workout.
Quick true story. I came home one day from school, and in my front yard, and this is like a suburban neighborhood, my dad was gutting a deer.
Really?
And I said, what the hell is happening? He had like tarp. He was, we hit this deer on the way home, and they just threw it in the back of the truck. Start cutting
I'm
it up for me.
I thought about Jesus. It. I thought about
hey,
taking the
venison
deer.
Is great meat.
Yeah.
My buddy, I used to work with this guy at a tree service. He was like a complete dirtbag. But he was like a survival dirtbag. So basically, we were working the one day. He had a little gun on him. Shot the deer in the woods while he was cutting down trees.
Oh, wow.
Cut the deer up and cooked the meat on the chipper of the wood thing. When you throw the
wood chipper, yeah.
He was that cooking the fair. Meat on the wood chipper, like a dirty wood. He's like, you want some? I'm like, no.
That
I don't
is
want
so hillbilly.
He's the worst, this guy. He used to drink like at 4 a.m. He was unbelievable. John Morgan. He's probably dead now.
It's a great segue to the international.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Anyway, we're going to go.
Okay.
We're going Zac Efron movies.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
He terrifies me.
Why?
Because I was like in the...
Girls love that guy.
No, I was in that age group that had to watch High School Musical.
Ugh.
And then he came out in Hairspray. And his like face is just overly animated and literally scares me.
Yeah, he's got interesting bone structure. He's got like soap
just
opera.
Like attacks you.
Soap opera guy face.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Chicks love him. Vanessa Hudgens hot though.
I've literally only seen one movie with him.
He was pumping out for
Neighbors.
A while. Yeah. Yeah, he was good in that.
Yeah,
he's also good in Charlie St. Cloud.
Is Neighbors in the game?
No, it's not.
Oh, all right, let's go ahead. Okay. Hit this.
So, let's go this. High School Musical.
Part one.
Yeah.
Do you know there's multiple parts?
There's like 10 of them, isn't there?
I have no idea.
It's called Dance Green.
Dance Green.
Maybe because when they dance, they make money or something. I'm not sure.
Or maybe he's new to
dance
school.
Dance Green?
Yeah, Dance Green. Green is the color.
All right.
Yeah. That Awkward Moment, which was out like a couple of weeks ago, years ago with, I think it was Miles Teller and Michael B. Jordan. And
yeah,
him.
That's right.
It's called Dating Feed. Dating Feed.
Okay.
Yeah.
These titles are weird.
Yeah.
We Are Your Friends is a movie that we're going to be talking about very shortly.
We are your friends.
Yeah, it's called Do Ecstasy and Have Sex with Everybody While You're DJing.
I call that one the line.
No, it's not called that. It's called We Love DJ. That's it. We Love DJ.
Oh, man.
My buddy's name is DJ. People love him, too. Damn. Dirty Grandpa, which is coming out around Christmas time.
That already came out.
No,
it's a Bad Grandpa.
No, it's Bad Grandpa. This is Dirty Grandpa. This is where he does some really dirty stuff. Bye. Embarrassed. Grandpa. Europe.
Buy, like buy.
No,
like,
B-U-Y.
Buy, with money.
Yes.
Buy Embarrassed Grandpa Europe.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it. So we'll run them down again. High School Musical. Dance Green.
Okay.
That Awkward Moment.
Mm-hmm.
Dating Feed.
Okay.
We Are Your Friends. MDMA, EDM, Love Fest. But now it's called We Love DJ. Dirty Grandpa, which is not released yet, but China gives titles to unreleased movies so they can claim it, and then they can try it when people try to use their websites, things like that. They have to pay China. Buy Embarrassed Grandpa Europe.
What?
Yeah. I know.
What?
Yep.
I don't know where to go with this one. I'm going to say We Love DJ. Whatever the hell it's called. That's what I'm going.
Yeah, but you know how they do it. They're like, we love DJ. That's it. That's what they say. They cut out like a lot of words.
You're probably right, just because he made that comment, which means that's the only thing he understood about this. That's what's got me. I'm like, which one of these would he make up?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm going, we love DJ.
I think you're probably right. I'm going to side with JTE.
Oh, okay. Jonathan Ingerner.
Just for shits and giggles, I will go with Dance Green.
Okay.
It's probably like Dance Yellow.
You guys are wrong.
What?
That awkward moment dating feed.
Are you kidding me?
Why did you even come up with that?
Well, it's like dating something else or something, but I said dating feed because it's like they do some things with like
a, so we had it together this time.
I was totally with you.
We love DJ.
I was totally with you.
Yes, I'm back in the winning trail. I haven't won in a couple of weeks.
I think you just put one in there that was just like really, really dull, so we wouldn't pick it.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I immediately thought of my game? I immediately thought of DJ from Full House.
Yeah, me too. DJ Tanner. Candace Cameron.
Candace
Cameron. She's like a real Bible thumper or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We Love DJ should be like her book.
Yeah, but she's got like 10 kids, so like I don't know who she's fooling.
Good for her.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't keep track of Full House cast, but you guys keep it up.
Bye, Embarrassed Grandpa Europe. It's so good. That's
the
great
unauthorized Full House movie was on Lifetime this week.
Yeah, I heard. Was it good?
It was pretty good.
I got to watch
it. You watch it?
Did they curiosity.
Have I discovered your weakness? You have a Full House weakness, the two of like you? Is this the foundation of your friendship?
Let me tell you what happened. I never watched a Lifetime movie until Will Ferrell did Deadly Adoption.
Yeah.
Since then, I go back and watch them every once in a while just to see how ridiculous they
are. I'm a big Lifetime movie guy. I like the Drew Peterson story with Rob Lowe. That was amazing.
I don't think I've ever watched a Lifetime movie.
I used to watch every Shannon Daugherty one. You're missing out.
I don't think I am.
No, you are.
I really don't think I am.
Yep. You are.
You are. It's the best.
We've spoken.
Do you agree? Thank you. I love the shaking head.
Have you seen Deadly Adoption?
It's amazing.
Come on, man.
No, so, I haven't.
It's the best. You should watch
it. I feel like watching Lifetime is like being like, yes, I fully admit that I'm going to waste my time and not enjoy this.
No. It's better than some movies that are out now.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah. Did they show what's-her-name Kimmy Gibbler doing drugs?
No, they didn't, but they like, it's a lot of the behind the scenes, like how these three guys were jealous that these kids were getting all the fame.
Was there any cocaine use?
Pretty stuff. It was nonstop.
Well, Bob Saget's like the biggest cocaine user on the planet.
Well, in case you didn't,
all right.
I don't even know where to go from there.
I will say the girl that got to play Rebecca Romijn did not do Rebecca justice.
Oof. What about Dave Coulier? Was Alanis Morissette?
Yeah, he was fine. Apparently, he like hooked up with a lot of models.
Yeah, and Alanis Morissette. He's doing Popeye really? Voice. Yeah,
I don't think that's his name.
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier. No, that's it. The guy did all the voices.
Yeah, the Popeye voices and stuff. He was the one Alanis Morissette wrote. You ought to know about.
Is that true?
Is that his name?
Dave Coulier. Yeah, he's French.
Yep.
Okay.
I also didn't know that he almost got an SNL. I learned this from the unauthorized.
He's a funny guy.
Anyway, we're going to move on to our top five grossing list, which is, I love when we have typos.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Ice Cood. Ice Cood Films.
It's supposed to be Ice Cube.
I don't know who did that.
I don't know.
This is Cood.
We'll fire it. Cody. Come on, Cody. Look at the typos, man.
Come on, dude.
Anyway, I'm going to edit that to Ice
Cood.
Ice Cood.
He's the Chinese Ice Cube.
He's one cool Cood. He's one cool Cood. It's when someone's cool and they're a dude, you call him Cood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, Cood?
What up, Cood?
Coody.
I'm sure he appreciates this
just call
new
him
Cootie, nickname.
Coody Hall.
Everyone start using Cood.
Yeah.
It's when you're a cool guy and you're a dude.
Coody Hall.
Come on, Ice Cood.
He's the best.
All right, let's go. He is a full seven films on his list today, so we're not going to be mentioning.
Real quick, I think we're talking about this. I think we count number one and two together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we start from six.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm skipping Are We There Yet and jumping straight to Barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're there at number
Barbershop
six.
With 105. Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I enjoyed this movie when it first came out in theaters. Tim Story directed it, I believe. Mm-hmm. The guy who directed the first two Fantastic Four movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen this movie.
It's fun. It's a funny movie. I mean, I haven't seen it, like, I think since theaters.
They got a good cast. It's like, yeah. Cube's going to lose the barbershop. He's got a bunch of ragtag guys mm-hmm. who cut hair. One guy wants to do this. One guy wants to do that.
If you had asked me when this movie was made, I would have been like, 91. And it was made in 2002.
Oh, no, 91.
I don't know why. I've never seen this movie. I don't remember
Cube was still in NWA by then. No, he was doing solo albums by then.
I will say the sequel's not on this top list. The sequel was not very good. It was like this. It shifted to Queen Latifah, who had her own barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did her barbershop, and then they had a show barbershop. It spawned a bunch of different things.
Did
and
it
then
a show?
Yeah, and then a lot of young people started becoming barbers, and it did a lot of stuff. And you know, Cedric the Entertainer was in this. Cedric used to sell State Farm real estate.
Cedric was the old guy. That's right.
And he used to sell State Farm real estate before making it big. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't buy anything off Cedric. I don't know who he was selling to. So,
wow.
But you know what? Cedric crushes in limited roles. Like when he does little stuff like this.
Oh, like in that last, what was the last?
Top Five. He destroyed Top Five. He destroyed it.
They got, the hangers got the knock on.
Then
they
destroyed that chick and left. Yeah. That was the best.
Wow. And you were wrong. He was not selling, because in 91 he was making the number 4 on our list, which is Boys in the Hood.
This is a breakout movie.
Brought in $110 million if we look at the adjusted numbers.
This movie it's... Have you ever?
Yes, I've seen this.
Okay,
it's fantastic. Snoop Dogg did like a little parody the other day. He was like punching in the air like Cuba Gooding after Ricky got shot.
Oh, really?
You know what the crazy part about it is? The opening and closing scenes are a direct reference from Stand By Me. Like when they go check out a dead body.
The body? Yeah.
And then at the end when they're talking on the thing him and Chambers are, Singleton, paid homage to it like that. And another crazy thing is Eddie Murphy was supposed to play Lawrence Fishburne's role of the dad.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
I think
he might be able to pull off. He shows he could do some dramatic stuff. Boys in the Hood was the first of its kind. It was a look into the original
hood movie.
Yeah, and then,
Juice was.
But Juice was after this.
No, I don't think so. I think maybe.
Let's
you might
find
be right.
Out.
Maybe, Juice might have been 92.
Yeah, Juice was definitely after this.
Yeah, you're right.
And
we're
checking.
The movies like Menace to Society.
Juice was 92.
Menace to Society still holds up.
Yeah, Poetic. What was the one? Tupac. Poetic Justice.
Yeah. And then you had Don't Be a Menace to South Central with Chicken, Your Juice in the Hood, which is the best.
It is the best. It started a whole genre, and I still think, but like most movies that start a genre, the first is usually the best.
Yeah. Will Smith was supposed to play Cuba Gooding Jr.'s part, too.
Yeah, and a lot of people like Menace to Society, which I still think is a great movie, too. But for me, Boys in the Hood is
They can't do these movies anymore because it's just...
It's not the same.
They did it already. Yeah, it's not there anymore,
We captured that time period perfectly.
Yeah,
Next on our list is Anaconda.
Yes.
My Anaconda.
116.5 adjusted from 1997.
Starring the original La Guitarra.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez
actually used the money from this movie to get a nose job.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Because her nose is totally different in this.
I have to go check it out.
I'll tell you what ain't different. Her ass.
I don't think I've ever
Look at Selena and look at the movie after this and see if there's a difference.
There's a scene in Selena when she's walking where it looks like she just...
We're not talking about Selena or not. We're talking about Anaconda.
She's walking in the woods and it looks like she's a horse. It's unbelievable.
Anyway, Anaconda was a monster of the week kind of movie. I don't think it's going to be either. The thing about this movie is like Owen Wilson was very young in this movie. Like he just starred. Ice Cube was established at this point. John Voight playing a way over the top villain.
He was batshit crazy at that point. That's when he went over the edge. That's when Angelina disowned him.
That's true. But it was it's still actually a fairly decent fun monster movie. I don't know how well, because I haven't seen it in so long. I'm curious how well those snakes actually stand up special effects wise.
Probably not.
They made a sequel like not that a few years ago.
They made a couple of them. Nobody wants to see that unless J-Lo's in it again totally naked.
Number two. Every time you just make a bad call, I'm just gonna keep moving along to Ride Along.
This movie.
One of our more recent films on the list, bringing in 137.5 adjusted.
That's a lot of money for a movie like this. It came out at the right time last year.
It is getting another one.
And it looks terrible.
Doesn't look good. I tried to go watch this movie at the cheap theater.
$2 Pasadena.
Back house in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And I just...
You thought you overpaid?
I did. I don't even know if I stayed for the whole thing. I just was so bored by it. I think it was riding on the popularity of Kevin Hart.
The script was floating around for a long time. The Rock and Ryan Reynolds were supposed to be in it.
And let me tell you, I saw Straight Outta Compton again this weekend, and Ride Along 2 trailer played, and not one laugh in the whole theater.
I think
you said last week that you thought this was going to be, Ride Along would take the spot, number one spot.
I totally think it will. Because people will just go watch. It's a sequel. Sequels always do better than the first movie.
Not always.
Most of the time. And
I don't know about that.
But when you got Ice Cube who's, and Kevin Hart.
That's a blanket
it's
statement.
It's a sequel. I just think it's going to make the money. Listen, people like go see bad movies sometimes, yeah. Depending on who's in them.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why some people still have careers when they shouldn't.
It looks terrible.
Because of the large amount of money made, it is getting a sequel coming out fairly soon. So we've combined our number one and number two movies because they are also sequels. That is 21 Dumb Street and 22.
21 Dumb Street.
Wait, do you not like these movies?
I like them.
They're hilarious.
Okay. I like them.
Okay. Ice Cube is great.
The first one was really good.
The first one brought in $140 million. The second brought in $188 million adjusted, which doesn't make sense because it says $191 million and the adjusted goes down. Yeah. But
they do that sometimes.
That's true. It doesn't make sense.
The budget goes up one year. Here's the deal. I love Cuban's movies because he's playing to his strength. He's just playing angry black sergeant.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube has always been known as an angry dude.
When he plays the angry black militant, he's the best.
He's the best. Higher Learning?
Are you kidding me? Boys in the Hood. He kills everybody, even when he's on wax.
He's famous for just having a constant angry face.
Yeah.
He's a really good stare.
Yeah, he has that. He'll stare right through you. And they play to that in these movies. Part two, one of the hardest laughs I've had in the last few years. It's when Jonah Hill meets him on like parent day and he realizes he's dating Ice Cube's daughter. My theater wouldn't stop laughing for at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, they hit the nail on the head. They're going to do like 5 more of these.
Yeah. I mean,
broke out Channing Tatum
as a comedic actor.
No one believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed it. He's great in it. So is Jonah. They have great camaraderie.
Again, I think looking at this list, I don't think Ice Cube is a great actor. I don't think he's like ever going to get nominated for anything, but he's good playing to his strengths.
He brings in a lot of money and he makes franchises happen.
Yeah. He plays, I heard he's going to play Joe Frazier or something in a biopic.
No way.
Yeah.
You can't get in that kind of shape.
Cube?
Yeah, now?
He'll fight with a shirt on.
His son could do it.
Maybe he could.
We will find out. Well, he's not coming up in any of our upcoming films. Let's start with No Escape.
Yuck.
Yeah, here's the thing.
You guys, there's so many good reactions.
Here's the deal. I've heard some early word reviews. That's not bad.
That's what really? I'm hearing it's
67% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is not horrible. That isn't bad for a movie like this.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, so it's close to being, not... It's rotten, but it's fairly close to being fresh.
It's so close to being right? there.
Hey, 67 is not bad.
With the time it's coming out and everything, I would have thought this thing...
It doesn't have a red tomato. It doesn't have a splat. Oh,
that's real then.
So it's fresh.
No, 67 is good. Anything over 50 is fresh.
Oh, is it really?
Right?
Yeah. Let's see what it says. 60.
Well, 1996.
70% from critics. 93% want to see it. Mm-hmm. They are saying... bad reviews are a technically accomplished, morally rank slab of cultural exploitation.
Mm, that means it sucks.
Between the script and the superior editing by Elliot Greenberg, there's an enormous amount of tension and thrills to be found here. Unfortunately, they're all in service of a movie that's reprehensible to the core.
I've heard this thing earned its R rating.
Well, it's got a lot of political angles.
Very violent. I hear Pierce Brosnan actually shines in this. He's really good in it.
He's always good.
And I think Owen Wilson, he hasn't really done a movie serious kind of like in this vein since like Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah, which was good.
Was good with Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
So originally I was not giving this movie the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm kind of curious to seeing it. I'm not saying I'm going to run out and see it this weekend, but I'll probably catch on another matinee when I got nothing to do one day.
Yeah, 2001 called. They want their movie back.
Yeah, and also there was a movie called No Escape starring Ray Liotta.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
That was good.
Yeah, go check that movie out. Find out on DVD.
He did that, and then he did Operation Dumbo Drop right after that.
I like that movie.
Also coming out this weekend, but without any reviews, the inspiration for our international names game, Zac Efron's We Are Your Friends.
Oof. Emily Ratajkowski, she equals hot. They should just have her walking around for an hour and 45 minutes naked. Or just like half, scantily clad.
This trailer doesn't look good. That's all I gotta say.
No, it doesn't.
I'm just like, I have no interest
in Zac Efron. I feel there'll be like a lot of shirtless people.
Well, no, there's gonna be that. And it's gonna be a lot of shots on like people's eyes and like licking their lips and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear they're handing out glow sticks when you go see this movie.
That's they are.
Ticket.
Yeah, they are.
So it's like a 90-minute rave.
And MDMA.
It's called a headache.
And electric dance music is there.
It feels like they just took some cameras and followed Zac Efron's everyday life for about 3 weeks.
Well, this is the movie.
Just parties,
this
LA.
Is the movie that he had to go to rehab after.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was all coked out of his mind. They found him on Skid Row.
Plot. Caught between a forbidden romance and the expectations of his friends, aspiring DJ Cole Carter attempts to find the path in life that leads to fame and fortune.
Max Joseph directed this, the guy who does the Catfish, Catfish, the show on MTV, directed this. So it's the first time director in like a big movie here. You know, I don't know.
Are people excited about it?
Yeah, I think so. I think this will get the EDM crowd, the electric dance music stuff. Or, you know,
I don't think they
want to
see it in a movie theater.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're going to get doped up and see it. They'll get doped up and see it.
I don't know. I have no interest in it.
Unless it turns into, like, you can dance in the theater.
You don't go to that stuff, right?
No, I've been to a few, but no.
What, like the Electric Daisy Carnival?
Gives me a headache.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff either. Well, you got, like, an old soul thing going on.
Yeah, like, I would see Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend.
Yeah, which is only opening in IMAX, apparently. So,
it is. And it was the first movie that actually be released in the theater and Netflix on the same day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It's mostly opening in IMAX theaters.
Yeah.
Listen, I love the first Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Loved
it. Mm-hmm. Chow Yun-fat is one of my favorite actors growing up. I love those foreign films.
Was it Ang Lee?
No, Ang Lee did not direct this. No. He did the original.
He did.
But this one's actually, I believe, directed by the guy who does all the choreography for the first film.
Mm-hmm.
Yu Wu Ping, something like that.
I will see this.
Guy. Yeah.
Yes.
And
Wu
Ping Yun. Okay, that sounds about right.
Wu Ping Yang.
The only returning is the actress, Michelle Yeoh, I believe.
But I love her.
Yeah, she was great.
Golfer? She's awesome.
The golfer?
No.
Michelle Wee?
No. Somebody else. But you know who else is a comeback? Is Zhang Ziyi, the girl who kind of blew up from this movie. She was in Rush Hour 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
no, I don't think she's coming back.
No, she's not coming back either. That's
what
I'm saying.
She does some interesting stuff. I can't speak on it, though.
Okay, well.
All I know is of everything we've talked about so far, this is the one I would want to see.
Well, getting back to the Netflix thing, I think we'll see a lot more of that eventually.
Yeah, especially it's different because like Adam Sandler's deal.
And there's certain movies that should be released though.
Well, right. Again, the Adam Sandler deal. His movies are going straight to Netflix. We're not going to theaters.
They do a lot of porn stuff on this too. They have a lot of Crouching Tiger, different names.
Where do you come from?
Well, it's Crouching Tiger.
You were the one who directed this conversation. You're like, hey, let's talk about the Netflix stuff. And then we say two comments on the Netflix thing, and then you switch the topic
porn.
Again.
Sorry.
Switch to porn.
Let's call Crouching Tiger something dragging. Crouching Tiger, something dragging.
That's the name of the porn?
Yeah. And they have a black guy on the cover.
Do you want to go in this direction now? Is this?
I don't know. Where
Crouching Tiger is.
You can see it on IMAX. Ignore Tom.
And it's on Netflix.
Moving on to Z for Zachariah.
Oh, Jesus.
Coming out. Very little publicity that I've personally seen. Has Chris Pine, Margot Robbie.
Chewy Tail.
I dug the trailer for this, though. Did you guys see the trailer for this?
No.
Basically...
You know, it looks good.
Yeah, listen. Basically, Margot Robbie's like the last woman on Earth.
I don't understand how this hasn't had more publicity because she has like a paparazzi on her 24/7.
That's true. Well, let me...
And Chewy Tail.
Like, I've heard about Suicide Squad specifically because of Margot Robbie. Like,
do you know the premise of this movie?
In the wake of disaster that wipes out most of civilization, two men and a young woman find themselves in an emotionally charged love triangle as the last known survivors. So she gets to pick. Margot Robbie gets to pick between Chris Pine and Chewy Tail.
Let me tell you how this plays out from the trailer. I want to get your opinion on this, Sarah.
Okay.
So she's by herself. She's
Margot Robbie.
It shows
being like,
her.
I'm so pretty.
She's hunting like deer in the trailer.
Yeah. With a bow and arrow.
This is already just like you. So then Chewy Tail shows up.
Okay.
They start forming a relationship. Listen, let's not... We're the only guy and girl on this whole planet that we know of.
Great, we should have babies.
We know we have to. Okay. Then all of a sudden, on like an ATV, I believe, over a mountain comes Chris Pine, the guy with the piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, piercing.
And all of a sudden... What do you do? This is where the main conflict comes.
Is it really conflicts? I feel like if you're the last people on Earth, you just kind of are like, well,
but
there's three of us.
In the trailer,
I don't think you really kick one out.
No, but in the trailer, Chewy Tail is like, so nervous. Like, he's like, I love you, you love me. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm worried this new guy is going to be like a problem. And then, like, he starts, like, he's like more of a hunter gatherer, where he's more like a smart guy.
In terms of survival,
okay,
I feel like if you think you're the last people and there's two more people, you just accept everyone.
No way. So,
like, there's a place for everyone.
So
in this
you're
world.
Saying she should have relations with both of them. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that is what I am saying.
She could have a mixed race baby.
I'm just saying, like.
Well, no.
All of them are alone, yeah, and they have to hunt and do all these things. Uh-huh. It seems like it would be proactive just to all get along
and work together. She better get ready.
It's just weird to ask the whole thing. That's like the whole conversation of the movie.
Yeah, but love triangles are always with two dudes and a chick. You never see love triangles with two chicks and one dude.
Yes, there are those.
No, because if you're the last people on Earth and you're the only dude and there's two chicks, like, say if it's like you and Emily Ratajkowski or something like that. And then I'm, you know, hanging out, like, you know, making fires and things like that. There's going to be no problems. Trust me.
There shouldn't be a problem here either.
But
yeah, there is. I'm saying they're going to try to lift stuff. They're going to try to be the strong guy here.
They should just be trying not to die.
Who gets first dibs, you know?
Well, it's just like, yeah.
Morning sex, whatever.
It's funny how there's, you know, different. There's different ways to look at it, depending on the sex, I guess. It does change the story.
No, bad thing about it was, sad story, is Chiwetel Ejiofor was in a car accident with his dad at 11. His dad died, and he actually lived.
Oh, that's very sad.
Wow. Yeah, his dad was a doctor,
too. I don't know how that really related.
That brought the mood down.
We had to change it up a little bit. No, that's crazy.
I feel like this is your episode of random comments.
Yeah. I had
not random stories, because they don't go anywhere.
I was sheltered this whole weekend.
Just random comments.
If you guys want the opposite of Z for Zachariah, go check out Last Man Earth with Will Forte on Fox this year.
Yeah.
Amazing show.
That's what I hear.
Also talking about some sort of apocalyptic wasteland.
Yes, Turbo.
Turbo Kid.
Yep.
In a post-apocalyptic wasteland, a comic book fan dons the persona of his favorite hero to save his enthusiastic friend in a fight a tyrannical overlord.
Yeah, it's overseas
kick-ass.
This
is the strangest little description, because it's an enthusiastic friend and it's a tyrannical overlord.
And it's a copster.
Is there another type of overlord?
Yeah, apparently this thing was a big hit on the festival circuit. It's a throwback to like Mad Max 80s over-the-top movies. I saw the trailer. It reminded me too much of Tank Girl, which that's a red flag in my book. So I'm
Ice-T classic.
As a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Kangaroo tea.
It's the best. It's a really good movie.
Tank Girl's not a good movie.
Yeah, no,
it's horrible.
It is terrible.
This might be fun for people I feel like Turbo Kid is after a very specific audience.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to make much money in the limited release it's in, but the people who want that kind of movie will seek out and find it.
Z for Zachariah is limited.
Yeah.
Turbo Kid's
very limited.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Giants, IMAX.
And
all
Netflix.
We're looking at is No Escape, which is in 3,000, and We Are Friends, which is in about a little around 2,500.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Once again, I'm not excited about any of
these. I wouldn't see any of these things.
I might see Stray
Compton
for the third
time.
Yeah, maybe.
I would consider seeing.
No, I will probably go see No Escape.
You're going to
see it? Only because I've heard some decent things. And I like Owen Wilson. I think I like to see him do something else in comedy.
Yeah, it's rated R.
And it's a hard R, from what I'm told.
It's Weinstein. It's going to make money. Let's see where you put it in the top five.
Let's see.
Oh, let's see.
Will it escape your top five?
Yeah. Oh. Boom.
My top five is Straight Out of Compton, and then Straight Out of Compton, Straight Out of Compton, and then...
You seem so confident. I think we should let her go first.
We should. Yeah, we should.
That's fine.
Let's go, Sarah. Let's hear it.
I'm going to start with Straight Out of Compton.
Go ahead.
Great. All right, let's do some calculations. Straight Out of Compton, then I think No Escape... even though I don't want it to. But nothing's making any money. Because Straight Up Compton's probably going to have another 50% drop.
No.
You think it's going to be less?
Yeah.
You think... I think people 39%. Have seen it. You think 39%.
JT's going to see it again.
All because JT's going to see it.
Yeah, that's
the 39%. Well, I'm still giving it... Straight Out of Compton's still taking the number one spot.
Okay.
Then we're going to go to No Escape. Then... We Are Your Friends. Then we're going to go to Mission Impossible, and we're going to round out everything with... Hmm.
Interesting.
We'll just give it to Sinister too.
Yeah, it's kind of a toss up.
That was very inspired.
You want to go?
Did you see how? Did you feel how happy that list made me? Like, woohoo!
I'll go ahead, Vince. I'll let you ride last this time.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while.
I'm going to go straight at Accountant number one.
Me too.
No surprise there. Yeah,
sure, wow. Accountant.
This is where I'm struggling a little bit with number two. I'm gonna say We Are Your Friends, and I'm not saying it's making a lot of money either. Mm-hmm. It's gonna make like under 10 and still 12. Pull number
it's
two.
Do 12 to 14.
So straight out of Compton.
Really?
Yeah.
We Are Your Friends. Then I'm gonna go No Escape, Mission Impossible, Sinister 2.
Okay, so we have the same thing but switched to two. Yeah. Isn't this an exciting list?
It's pretty exciting.
Aren't you feeling really good about it?
They're doing so bad. Like, I don't even know. It's which one's going to do worse. That's all I'm trying to think of.
Looks like I'm going to win again.
All right, let's
see. Number one, obviously, straight out of Compton. I think it's going to do about...
You say just you're going to win again. We all got one out of five last week.
Well, I was 5 for 5 2 weeks ago. Remember that?
I haven't been 5 for 5 in forever.
Okay, one straight out of Compton. Probably 15 million. Mm-hmm. A droppage of about 39%.
All right.
Number two is going to be We Are Friends.
Okay,
forever.
We're on the same page. Okay. We're on the same page.
Like, that's not bad.
At 12 to 14, depending. I mean, because Zach, you know, I got Emily
What
Radikowski.
Would you say if We Are blah, 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 beat out straight out of Compton?
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Keep going. Just right, throwing I'm curious.
This Hurry up. We have to take a caller.
This is where the real list comes in. Let's
Number
hear.
Three. Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Okay.
So you think No Escape's not going to make enough to be? Okay.
No. I'm going to go ahead and say four. Now, this is where I'm twisted, either between Sinister 2 and No Escape. Oh. I'm going to go four No Escape, five Sinister 2.
Can you say Escape again?
Escape.
Do you hear what he says
Did
normally?
I say Escape?
You say Escape.
Yeah, because
like
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm thinking about that girl band. There's a girl band called Escape. I wanted to have sex with
All right, let's take a caller real quick and either get a question or predictions. Let's see what they got to say. Maybe they have some more.
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Brian in Miami.
Brian in Miami. How's it going
Wish
on, Brian?
You can't, but you can't stand me. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing okay. It's hot as hell over here.
Yeah, it's getting hot over here,
well,
too, buddy.
It's the dog days of summer over there. Well, at least you ain't getting it by hitting no deers over there.
I also got bit by a mosquito.
Really?
Oh, man.
Sure, that's a mosquito bite? Could be a spider bite.
Could be a spider bite.
What do you guys got for us today, buddy?
All right.
Top five or
I
question?
I wanted to go ahead and ask a question instead of doing a top
yeah,
five.
Sure.
Sure.
Last weekend, I went to see Straight Outta Compton with no expectations whatsoever.
Okay.
Wow. And I liked it.
Okay.
I saw Hitman as well. With no expectations, liked it as well.
Hmm.
This weekend, I don't know, with No Escape, I only saw one trailer of it, and I was like, I thought it was okay, but I'll go see it either way. But what's a movie or movies that you're looking forward to seeing this year with no expectations?
No expectations, it's
really hard to take out expectations, but I'm really they've been starting to push the Everest trailers and I'm really interested to see that. I just find also Everest fascinating, so that's one of the ones, and I really like the cast that they've assembled, and I'm wondering how much they're going to apply the family dynamic and they're like their
they
loved ones
don't
who,
they eat each other and stuff after a while. There's cannibalism up there, right?
No expectations.
Okay.
No, but they like cast like
Jake Gyllenhaal. It's Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
So many people.
Clark. So that's one of the ones I'm really excited to kind of see what they do with that movie.
I got a pretty interesting answer for this. I don't really have a lot of expectations for The Last Hunger Games. I really enjoyed the first one. I honestly was not a huge fan of. I really enjoyed the second one. Mockingjay Part 1, I was kind of like, eh. Mm-hmm. So this one, I'm like, I don't have a lot of expectations for it to be very good. If it's great, great.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I heard from people that they've read the book, does it end great? Or it's not the most satisfying? So I'm going to see it. Because I've seen them all, but I have no expectations
because I really don't know what to expect. Versus like the most excited about for the year, it's coming December. But so many expectations.
I'm not really that excited for it, so therefore I don't have too many expectations for it. But I'm gonna see it.
I have zero expectations for Point Break. And I think a lot of people have zero expectations for it.
Yeah.
But I think people are going to be really surprised at this movie.
Oh, okay.
There's really good action in it. There's a decent acting. The music is good. I think a lot of people are going to be, there's no expectations for this, but they're going to be like, oh shit, I'll go see this, you know, because Star Wars is sold out or something like that. I'd be like, you know what? The movie was actually pretty good.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have anything to add?
Yeah. Is there anything you're not looking forward to that might exceed your expectations?
I have been staying away from everything Star Wars news. I only saw the one trailer, the teaser trailer that they played in Star Wars Celebration, and that was it.
But you still have high expectations, though.
That's all I needed to get myself hyped up for Star Wars.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Just don't follow Ken Knapsack on Periscope, then.
That's all we talk about. Thanks so much for calling in, Brian.
I try to stay away from everything Star Wars news, honestly.
It's going
to
be tough.
That is hard.
That is
hard.
It's going to be tough come November and December.
I stay away from everything.
Good luck, man. I mean, it's tough, and thanks for the call. That was a great question.
Yeah, you're gonna have to barricade yourself in your house come November, December.
Right. We can take one more caller, and then we gotta head out of here. Let's see if we got anyone else on the line.
That was a good question.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, it's Kristen from New Jersey.
What
hey,
up?
Hey, how was your
Kristen.
Birthday?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Had a barbecue for the rest of the day, and then we just watched you guys actually again. So
oh, nice. Are you guys gonna? Awesome. You guys going to? You and your buddies are gonna go see We Are Your Friends or no?
No, it's just me today.
You're not gonna go see We Are Your Friends?
I am going to see that this weekend. I'm taking my mom for her birthday.
Oh wow!
Wow, is your mom a big Zac Efron fan?
No, she's a big she's an Electric Dance Music fan. Your mom, right?
No, it's just something for us to do. She's not really into Zac Efron, but she's seen the interviews that he's been doing, and she's kind of interested in
Listen, how hot it is out there, I'd go to movies just for air conditioning at this point.
That's true.
Because it's too hot out. Yeah. Kristen, thanks so much again for calling. What do you like to ask us today, or do you got a top five?
Yeah, her top five last week was a debacle, Kristen. I think you... I mean, what happened?
I have so much faith in that, and then, you know...
Do you want to try and redeem yourself?
I like nothing more. That's the fun of it.
You must have been. You might have ate too many Pop Tarts in the morning or something. You must have been on a sugar high.
It was her birthday. She was probably.
That's true. She had too much birthday. Yeah, she had too much birthday cake. Let's go with. Give us your top five. Redeem yourself. Because then we could send you something.
Number one, I'm going to give it to Straight Outta Compton.
Okay.
Smart.
Number two. I'm really going to take a risk and say Mission Impossible 2, since it was number two.
Okay.
Again, this past weekend, so why not? Number three, We Are Your Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number four, I forget what's coming out already. Oh, my goodness.
You've got No Escape, and then you've got the Sinister. Releases from last week, which were Sinister
and Hitman.
Okay, I'll go with Sinister 2, number 4, number 5, that No Escape.
All right.
Not a bad list.
That's not, it's only one off of mine.
If Mission Impossible upsets, I could totally see that winning.
We will see.
It could, but I don't think so.
Well,
I think that might be it.
Thank you, Kristen, for calling in. We'll hopefully talk to you again soon. Hopefully have a prize for you soon. But you guys, we got to wrap up
show. We started a little late, so we got to wrap up.
I want to talk about one other thing.
Okay, just one last thing.
It's a TV related thing. What happened with the girl from Modern Family? She got a breast reduction, I heard.
That is not in her show. This has nothing to do.
Yes, she got a breast reduction last week.
You know what? It wasn't a bad one. It was an F to a D. I mean, that's not bad.
This actually has nothing to do with our show.
It was on the front page of Yahoo News. Like, this is news?
It was on the front page of the New York Post.
Well, and now it's on our show, so wonderful.
I had to go see Straight Outta Compton again because I was distracted about the whole news the first time I saw it.
Thank you all for watching us here at Popcorn Talk on Box Office Breakdown. We will be here again next Monday.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah Stratton. These are my co-hosts. Will you guys please give your Twitters and such?
You can catch me at Schmoes JTE, also at Save Arrow Winter.
No! I wonder what they did with the excess. She probably threw
Give
it in her
your
ass.
Twitter.
At Bob Finstock. at Bob Finstock. And me and JT have a lot of new things cooking for
We got some fun stuff coming up.
And you can comment and post and subscribe, please. We have things like Facebook and iTunes.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
And our year show is coming up. 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I think
get prepared.
Vote if Sarah should have her name at Sarah Stretton on Twitter or just at La Guitarra. Either one. You figure
at
it
La
out.
Guitarra.
You like guys, that. This is when we hang off. Arms.
Poof.
There's no music. Oh, there we go.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.